the city council intended it to be a major new public icon, really, in the centre of Birmingham city centre. And so what they've decided to do is hire a avant-garde firm of architects called Mekanu, who are based in Delft in the Netherlands, to come up with something that will really catch the eye and rival some of the other big civic buildings that Birmingham's quite famous for. So what they've produced is something that will tower over Centenary Square. It's over several stories, and it appears to be clad in a kind of metal filigree material, which is intended somehow to echo the arts and crafts heritage of Birmingham, but looks a little bit like the pattern you might see on a doily.
And about 75% of this cost of this library is going to be funded by the taxpayer. What do the council hope to get out of it?
Well, the council has said that it's very keen to regenerate Birmingham city centre using the library. So that clearly there's a strong interest in using the library not as just as a place for books and information, but as some kind of anchor to draw people into the city centre. One of the officials I spoke to, I said, why the library now? And they said, well, I think we've done the museums. And this seems to be a trend across the country, which is, you know, over the last decade or so, a lot of big museums have been built or refurbished in city centres on the basis that they can instigate a so-called urban renaissance. And now people are looking at using libraries to do the same thing. That's not the only thing they're trying to do, of course. They're quite keen to allow it to fulfil their social inclusion agendas, which the council in Birmingham are very keen on. And so they want it to be a place where people from all walks of life and all different ethnic groups can come together and understand a kind of shared history and a shared heritage in Birmingham. It's very ambitious.
Do people agree on what libraries such as this should be used for?
Well, no. I mean, you can tell from everything that I've just said, very little of it was about books and reading. And when I talked to the library bosses about it, that was the way they talked about their ambitions for it. There are plenty of library campaigners in the country who are very keen that libraries should be doing much more about books and magazines, and that by having the widest possible selection of that material, including foreign materials as well, they will do the job already by dint of doing that, of achieving social inclusion and so on. Whereas others seem to think that they're more instruments of government policy in some way, and using libraries to pursue those kind of agendas. So the role of the library at the moment does seem to be slightly fraught. There's a bit of a tug of war going on over it.
Libraries are free, of course, for users. Are more people using libraries now that we're sliding into economic recession?
Well, certainly that's what the Museums, Libraries and Archives organisation, which is a government quango, told me. Over the last 5 or so years, the statistics show a steady decline in the number of people visiting libraries and the number of books being issued by libraries. But now they're saying that, having spoken to some of the bigger facilities around the country over the last 8 months or so, since last summer when the recession really started to, or at least the credit crunch started to bite and we moved into recession, there's been an increase of about 10 to 15% in footfall, in people coming into libraries. The reason behind that seems to be people using them for the very practical chores of going on the internet to look for jobs, and taking out books which are about retraining and skills.
Now, why are so many local libraries closing? If libraries are such a good thing and they have this effect on regenerating communities and so on, why are we seeing places such as the Wirral, which tomorrow is closing down 11 libraries? Why is that happening?
Well, they start closing down the libraries tomorrow. I think 3 of them shut tomorrow and then more of them over the next couple of months. And that policy seems to be an attempt to save some money to some extent for the local authority, but also they seem to believe that some of these libraries are simply too small really to do the job. They don't have sufficient range of materials, so they're intending to put the facilities together and have larger libraries, and also have with those libraries other council services and other kind of civic facilities that can be all bound together, so you have a kind of one stop shop. That certainly seems to be the trend.